Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we are continuing the halachos of Issur Bishul. And today and the next year, we'll discuss the Issur of Hagasa. Hagasa means stirring the food in a pot. The halacha is, if you have a pot that has food in it that's not fully cooked, it's usur to stir it with a spoon, to mix it with a spoon, because when you mix something, it spreads the heat and makes it cook quicker. And therefore, if someone mixes a pot of food that's not fully cooked, he's over the Issur de Araisa of Bishul on Shabbos. And even if you remove it from the flame and you mix it, it's also awesome at the Araisa. Why? Because it's boiling hot. When I mix it, I'm helping it cook quicker. And therefore, it's awesome in HaTorah to mix this Kedera on Shabbos. Actually, if you have a pot on the fire and you take it off the fire that's not fully cooked, there's no way you can put it back on a fire on Shabbos. But besides for that, you can't mix it either, because that's an Issur Bishul to cook something. When you mix something, it makes it cook quicker, and that's also on Shabbos. Not only that, the halacha is you also cannot take anything out from this pot with a spoon. Because when you put a spoon in or a ladle in, you're automatically going to mix a little bit, and it's not fully cooked. So if you mix it, you're going to come to make it cook quicker. And therefore, it's usur to take anything out with a spoon. That means you have this pot that wasn't fully cooked, you removed it from the flame, you can't put it back. But you know what? At least I'll salvage some of the food that is cooked. But I can't do that, because I can't stick a spoon in while it's boiling hot, because it's in a course of the mix. And that will be an Issur of Bishul. Therefore, there's nothing you can do. You can't stick a spoon into a pot that's not fully cooked. Now, that's only if it's not fully cooked. What happens if the food in the pot is fully cooked? Are you allowed to mix it? So there are Rishonim that say, and the Mishmur brings down Lahalacha these Rishonim, that if the pot is on the fire, you're not allowed to mix it on Shabbos. For example, if you have a chalom pot sitting on top of the blech, over the flame, you're not allowed to mix that on Shabbos. Because that's an Issur Bishul according to those Rishonim. Rav Moshe explains it because he says it might be some pockets that are not cooked, and you mix it, it might cook that. For whatever reason, we don't have to understand the reason, but that's the halacha. When something is on the fire, you're not allowed to mix it. And therefore, the Paiskim writes, Mishbura included, writes that you should not remove anything from the fully cooked pot while it's on the flame. For example, you want to take some chalent out for one of your children from the fully cooked chalent that's on the flame. You have to remove it from the flame in order to take out the chalent. But you cannot leave it on the flame and take out the chalent. That's what Mishbura says. Now, the Chazon Ish held that since the whole sticking the spoon in is not really mixing, it just might come to mixing, and the whole Issur of a Kedera on the fire is also a Chumrah, so he held that it was a Chumrah, and therefore you can make it in certain instances. And the example would be that if you have a very big pot, so the person can say that the example would be you can make on this Chazon Ish, and not like the Mishbura, if you have a very, very big pot, it's very hard to remove the pot, and you want to take some chalent out. So then it would be mutter to take out the chalent. Another example would be if you're home alone. Let's say the wife is home alone and she cannot remove that pot herself. She needs help and her children need food. So that would be a makom to makel. There could be a makom to makel like the Chazon Ish, who holds that if something's fully cooked, you can remove something. Be very careful not to mix, just to take from the top. But if you start digging in for the ripe potatoes, that's also gomer. You cannot do that. But you can take from the skin from the top, according to Chazon Ish, and makom adchak, you could be makel on this Chazon Ish. So to recap, something that's not fully cooked, you cannot mix or take anything out from that pot at any time, even if it's off the flame. Something that is fully cooked, so if it's removed from the flame, so then you can take stuff out. Obviously, you can take the chalent out when it's removed from the flame. When it's on the flame, you can't mix it, and you also, according to the Mishmura, cannot use a spoon to remove anything from that pot. The Chazon Ish held to use a spoon to take something out could be a makom to mekel. So b'shas adchak, if someone's in a situation with shas adchak, you can mekel on this Chazon Ish.